This is WHUS Stores, Connecticut, 91.7 FM on your dial, and this is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. And we're going to start out with a spring-inspired set, starting out with John Coltrane.
Thank you.
spring is here, and I certainly hope it is. It's been a long time coming. Here it is, late in the month of April, and we've just had cold, kind of miserable weather waiting for spring to show up, and it certainly has today, and I'm just hoping that this is the start of a great spring season in New England. We're all just had it with winter. We've had cold temperatures so far most of this month, so it's nice to get a day like today, and it's inspired me to do a set to open up today's show about the spring. That last one you heard was Spring Is Here from John Coltrane, and that is recorded on the Stardust Sessions. And that features, of course, John Coltrane on tenor sax, Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, Jimmy Cobb on drums, and Wilbur Hardin on flugelhorn. All right, we're going to continue on in that theme with one from Freddie Hubbard. This is Joy Spring. Ah, yes. Beautiful. That was Jimmy Green, just a fine, fine tenor sax player who happens to hail from Bloomfield, Connecticut, but has a great career on the jazz scene, traveling all over the world. And that was a beautiful ballad. That was Spring Can Really Hang You Up the Most. And that's a release from back in 2000, featuring Jimmy Green on tenor sax, Aaron Goldberg on piano, Daryl Hall on bass, and Eric McPherson on drums. That's from the album Introducing Jimmy Green, which sounds like his first album, at least on a major label. That's on Crisscross Records. Before that, we heard Freddie Hubbard from the album Born to be Blue, released back in 1982. And we heard his track, Joy Spring, Clifford Brown composition. And that one has Freddie Hubbard on trumpet and flugelhorn, Harold Land on tenor sax and flute, Billy Childs on keyboard, Larry Klein on bass, Steve Houghton on drums, and Buck Clark on percussion. And that is our spring set for this beautiful spring day, starting with Spring Is Here, and then Joy Spring, and then that lovely ballad, Spring Can Really Hang You Up the Most. All right, time now is 5:25. This is WHUS 91.7 FM. It's radio for the people, and the radio that was voted the best college radio station in the Hartford area from the Hartford Advocate. So we are proud to have that title once again, as we usually capture for most of the years. There's been a couple where we've fallen to second place, but we're glad to have that feather in our cap again. And I thank you, listeners, for tuning in to this station. Play such a wide variety of music, and you're listening to some great jazz in this time slot on In the Groove Jazz and Beyond. We're going to continue on with more music. This is going to be a Chris Potter set, and I want to dedicate this to Eric Tolf in memory of Ruth Tolf, who passed away about a week and a half ago. So our condolences go out to the Tolf family. We know Eric and Ruth from Newport Jazz Festival. We met them out there, I think it was 3 years ago. Eric is a longtime listener and supporter of this show. So this one, again, is in memory of Ruth. Thank you. Chris Potter playing solo there, and that is Every Time We Say Goodbye. And as I mentioned earlier, that's in memory of Ruth Tolf. Before that, we heard another one from Chris Potter entitled Morning Bell, and that is a Radiohead cover, and that's from Chris Potter's group called Underground, and that's Chris Potter on tenor sax, Wayne Krantz on guitar, Craig Taborn on Fender Rhodes, and Nate Smith on drums. All right. All right, we're going to continue on now with an extended piece. This one is from the Gil Evans Orchestra from the album Out of the Cool, and we're going to hear a composition titled La Nevada. Blevins and his orchestra from the album Out of Cool. And we heard La Nevada. That was actually a request all the way from South Africa. Kale from South Africa asked that I play this, but he requested it back in September, and I finally got around to it. So I hope Kale is still listening. Yes. All right. Of course, listening to it in South Africa means listening to the podcast that I mentioned earlier. And if you're interested in finding out about that podcast, head over to www.jazzandbeyond.com. And if you scroll down a little bit, you'll see a button to the podcast. And from there, you'll be launched to my podcasting site. And you can see the playlists from today's show. You can link up with me on Facebook or Twitter or check out my YouTube channel and all that fine social media stuff that's going on. I kind of dabble in all of it. So check that out, www.jazzandbeyond.com. And if you'd like to support this podcast, you can do that as well. You'll see a button in there where you can help to keep this podcast going and defray some of the expenses that are incurred there. So check that out, www.jazzandbeyond.com. All right, I'm hoping you are digging that show. I mentioned we played La Nevada, and that is a 15 or 16-piece group playing there. I won't go through the entire list, but some of the soloists you heard were Gil Evans on piano, Johnny Coles on trumpet, Ray Crawford on guitar, Ron Carter on bass, Elvin Jones on drums. So it's a great group and a really good album. It was recorded back in 1960, released in 61. Yeah, all right. Now we're going to continue on with some more music. We're going to get kind of in a Latin vein, but perhaps not the sound that you are used to hearing when I mention Latin music. We're going to hear a couple of tracks, starting with Manuel Valera and the New Cuban Express. And we're going to follow that up with one from guitarist Oscar Peñas. Thank you. time is 6 o'clock. This is WHUS Storrs, Connecticut. That is the Spanish guitarist Oscar Peñas from his latest release entitled Music of Departures and Returns. And we heard a composition called Paco, which was written for Paco de Lucia. Along with Oscar Peñas on guitar, we have, Moto Fukushima on six-string electric bass, Richie Barche on drums, and a really great violinist. Her name is Sarah Caswell, as you heard on that track. Before that, we heard from Manuel Valera and the new Cuban Express from his new album entitled Expectativas. And we heard the track called, Isabelita. And on that album, we have Manuel Valera on piano, Fender Rhodes and synthesizers, Yosvani Terry on alto sax, Tom Guarna on electric guitar, John Benitez on electric bass, and Ludwig Alfonso on drums, Paulo Stagnaro on percussion. Let's see, time now is 6:12. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. We've got about 45 minutes of jazz left.